nappyafro.com. Hello, you are now listening to the number one podcast in Zaire. It's the Frocast presented by nappyafro.com. The kings of slander are here.
Welcome, people. This is episode number 245 of the Frocast, Nappy Afro's best podcast on the best network on the internet. I am King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most slandered, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in the day. And I'm sitting along here with my lovely co-host, who needs no introduction, but I'm sure she's going to introduce herself. Who are you?
I am none other than Queen Germ, a.k.a. Dr. Mom Loves Chocolate, a.k.a. Breelicious, a.k.a. Sexy Jet. I guess that's about it. Yeah. Yeah.
She's getting better, people. She's getting better. Not as bad at, but she's getting better. Thank you for sitting in this week. He took a week off this week. This is not his scheduled off day. So, you know, thank you. Thank everyone. Everyone thank Queen Germ for sitting in, because it wasn't going to be no show if she ain't sit in, because King Germ got some bad news today. I'm going to go ahead and start the show off with it so I can go ahead and get this off my chest. I don't think I can talk to y'all for another 30, 40 minutes without telling you this, but fuck the government. I understand now why niggas walk up in buildings and blow shit up, and I get it. I see why people want the government out their lives and all that good stuff. Y'all know it's tax season. Y'all know people be expecting refunds, and you notice I said expecting because I was, and today I got that crucial blow that I won't be getting one because of one of the Migos named Offset. And I'm a little upset about that, but the show must go on. Y'all motherfuckers want to laugh. Y'all don't give a fuck about what's going on this side of the world, but that's what's going on in King Germ's world. But we do have some topics this week to talk about. Let's go ahead and take it from the top with a loaded question. I'm gonna let Queen Germ read it because she reads a little bit better than me.
Well, the question says, if your spouse gave you a hall pass, who are you cheating with? And your options are a coworker. If you knew where I worked at, you would say no way in the world.
Are you going to give your answers by reading everyone? Or are you just going to read the options? Then we'll ask you.
Whatever you want me to do. So it sounds like you don't want me to do that. So, coworker, ex, Tinder, sex worker, role play with your spouse, or not taking the bait? What would you say?
Okay, now. Let's break this down. Let's get to chopping the fable. Now, it says, a coworker. Now, that is a very slippery slope because it's a one-time deal and you got to worry about a BDR, all that other stuff. You don't want that, man. So, I'm going to say no to the coworker. Then the ex, what about coworker? What do you think?
I say no, because I don't work with no nice-looking people. I'm a scientist. So everybody that I work with is either a super nerd, so they have no swag, or they're arrogant as hell, and they probably still have no swag. So it's like, no, so nobody's there.
So we're going to know the coworker. What about...
I mean, I typically wouldn't make it a practice to date.
Yeah, because you don't want to be messy job, like that. Know? I mean, if you work at a job where it's okay to fuck your coworkers, that's cool.
I work there.
Like, if you work at a call center, fast food, you know, you can fuck your coworkers. There's no problem. But if you work somewhere that's semi-professional or professional, you don't want to be having sex with your coworkers because, you know, people do talk at the water cooler and in the break rooms and, you know, stuff like that. So let's try to shy away from fucking your coworkers. If that's like, if you just want to fuck them, then fine. But know that once you fuck a coworker, things are different around the job.
Consequences.
Yes, it's all kind of stuff. So, you know, next thing you know, you got to worry about this coworker being all in your space. And then, you know,
somebody going to catch feelings.
Catch feelings. You know, they see you talking to somebody else at the job.
What was all that about?
Yeah, what was going on? Then, you know, you eating lunch together. They start taking, you know, all that. Too much confusion. So I'm going to say no to the coworker. Next one is the ex. Hell fucking no. Because you're ex for a reason. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have a strict guy when it comes to exes. Once you're ex, you no longer cease to exist in my world. We're no longer friends. I'm no friends with none of my exes. I don't have any exes, to be honest. But I'm not friends with any of them. I'm serious. I don't. I mean, I only had like one, maybe two girlfriends in my life. You know what I'm saying?
Then you found the right one.
Then I found the right one. So I cashed all my chips in. So what about X for you?
Well,
I see on the paper it says one thing. Temping, whatever temping is.
Typo. I saw it and I wasn't going to say nothing, but you know, whatever, nigga. Yeah. Yeah, as tempting as that sounds, you know.
I mean, I mean,
it's a question for the show, and you wanted a response, so I said it's quite tempting. Because unlike you, all of my exes won't be back. Oh. So, you know, it is what it is.
But I guess the ex would be safe, but it wouldn't be safe because you don't know what they've been doing since they've been your ex.
So. You don't know what nobody doing. You going with somebody who getting paid for sex. I wouldn't want to have sex with somebody who getting paid for sex. I like having sex, so therefore I want to be with somebody who I can enjoy having sex with. Somebody who's like a robot who just going to do what I want to do because I'm paying.
But the sex workers are professionals.
But they're getting paid. That's no emotion.
But they're selling you that. They might have emotion. They're selling you the fantasy. They got this thing GFE now and the BFE. They got the girlfriend and boyfriend experience now with these sex workers. So they give you the whole shebang bang and it's worth your buck. Mm-hmm. It ain't just like, you know, you meet some, you know, girl, you just see laying on her back. She's like, come on, hurry up. Nah, it ain't like that no more, man. Mm-hmm. They expanding around. I got friends. I got friends to do this stuff, not me. Role play with your Tinder. I mean, I guess Tinder is just for fucking. Like, that's an app that people use to have no strings attached sex.
But that's still nasty.
I mean, this 2017. There's no such thing as nasty.
Hell no to Tinder. Ain't no need for you to go online to find nobody. You can go in the grocery store and find somebody to screw.
That's
still random, but that's nasty to me. Everybody got their own preferences. Yeah. You say sex workers, you want to pay. I don't want to pay for sex.
Sex worker could be anything.
My stuff is the bomb. I'm not paying nobody to have sex with me. And I mean, maybe that's because I'm a woman. I don't know. But
it's women out there that's paying now.
I ain't paying. Ain't never paying. Role play with your spouse, I feel like I shouldn't have that on that paper because to me, that ain't cheating. That's just having fun at the house. We already do that.
But role play could be something different, like totally out of like the norm. Like,
say it and we can do it.
But I'm just saying, like, let's say, for instance, we like, yo, I got this crazy, crazy fantasy where I was like, yo, I want to tie you up and beat you with a whip or something. Like, totally out of, that's what the role play is, something that's out of the norm. You know what I'm saying? Where it's
don't do that one.
Yeah, I mean, the role play thing, like, I mean,
far I mean, as not I can, with no whooping, I ain't with that.
I can go, you know, hook and jine with it or something. You know, I can dress you up like a sex worker and put you on the corner and pick you up. You know, we go do it in the car or something like that. You know, something, you know, wild guess. I mean, I don't know. I'm just being, you know, just trying to expand on this topic. But yeah, fellas, in the last option, which might be the best option, don't take the bait because there's no such thing as a hall pass because if you using the hall pass, guess what? They're using the hall pass too. So, you know, unless you want to get back some used goods. And yeah, exactly, man. I'm good on that. So, I mean,
any other job, you get a 30-minute break. Why you can't get one in this job?
It's not working. Because there's no such thing as a break. Because that 30-minute break going to turn into another 30-minute break. You know how niggas is. That 30-minute break turned to an hour. Then their productivity is gone for the rest of the day. We can't have that.
Just wondering. Just asking.
Don't take the bait, fellas. Don't do it. Ladies, don't do it. Another thing, don't do threesomes either, man. That shit whack. I mean, it ain't whack. But it's whack because, I mean, you opening up Pandora's box, you know, Queen Germ. I mean, I know this is a grown-up show. No kids are listening, I don't think. Would you be open to a threesome?
No.
Why not?
Because if we have a threesome, I know it's got to be a woman in there.
Of course. It's not going to be two guys.
You like, don't need it. There ain't no benefit to me.
Why not?
I got enough titties and ass for me to make a woman. I don't need no broad laying next to me.
But I mean, I guess they say a woman know a woman touch better than a man. Bro. I mean, you know.
I'm good. The only thing a broad can do to me is take me to another nigga.
Oh, man.
That's it. She ain't got nothing I want.
You know, I just don't think it's enough for me to go around for two women. Just,
I don't think so either. So threesome is it?
Yeah, threesome is out. Yeah, what about a no touching threesome?
Well, what the hell is that?
Just the other person being there, but you don't really.
What are we doing? We just watching somebody. Not like
me and you not touching them, but they ain't touching us. But we ain't, you know, sick of that way.
Oh no, I don't like that either.
Okay,
that's too much.
So you wouldn't let a girl eat you out?
Nah.
A tongue is a tongue, though.
I know. Okay. A hole is a hole too, but you ain't fucking no niggas.
Sure not. Okay. Nah. I have to be, you know, I wouldn't be aroused to just stick myself in a hole.
Exactly. So,
so you know, that wouldn't work that way. Okay, well. So no, as y'all know, the that. Queen and King, no threesomes over here. Team no threesomes. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, bruh.
Moving along. What's next on WNBA? Let's talk about WNBA. We had a player by the name of Candace Wiggins, the third pick in the 2008 WNBA draft, former champion, former sixth woman of the year. She recently retired in 2015, and she retired because she said she felt like she was being bullied, and there was a toxic environment of the WNBA where she said she felt like 98% of the players were gay. And because of them all being so aggressively gay, they did things to her, pushed on the ground. Called, she said she never been called a bitch so many times as she was in WNBA. And I just thought that's what women did, call each other bitch. I mean,
no,
I,
not
I see it all the time. They'd be like, bitch. Bitch, you guys, bitch.
And what women you hang around? Because I mean, this woman don't say that.
I know you don't say. I'm just talking about, I mean, I'm out in the world. Like, I just see, I'm in the store. I hear them like, bitch. They're like, I just thought, you know.
I don't particularly care for that word. If I call somebody a bitch, I am really angry with you.
Okay. See? Well, now I know. So, yeah. So, Candace Wiggins, she left out of the league due to the bullying of her coworkers, the toxic relationship and the bullying. Now, just think, if this would have been for being heterosexual and straight. Now, think if this would have been flipped and she was in a 98% straight environment and she was gay and gay. Being bullied. These guys would be ran out. These women, guys, whatever, would be ran out of the building. Tarred and feathered in front of every newspaper for being such a bad guy. This is a shame in 2017 that Candace Wiggins' story is not getting the news that, let's say, Jason Collins or what was the guy named that played football at the Dolphins, the little Jonathan Martin. This is not like, you know, he getting bullied. Like, what's your boy, Michael Sam? If this would have been him, I mean, we would have, you know, what?
We would have got tired of hearing about it.
We'd have been tired of it, but nobody even heard of this Candace Wiggins story. They're not even, they don't even want to publicize. You know why? Because it's reverse, what's the word? Bigotry? Is that bigotry? Reverse, what's the, sexism?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, homosexuality is like, it's on the flip side because now you're being punished.
For not being gay.
So that's being heterosexual is now a bad thing, I guess, in that environment.
That's why I won't let my daughter play sports. Like, she can't play basketball. She can't play...
why not?
She can't play softball, basketball.
She can play tennis.
Tennis is a solo sport. She can play that, yes. Soccer, nah. It's just like, I really don't want my daughter playing sports because... It's right there. Like, maybe she's not, you know, gay, and I have no problem with gays. It's just that in that, you know, them long bus rides, you know, you might get to question yourself or not even be questioning yourself, but pressured into doing something. And now, hey, what do you know? You got your teammate's titty in your mouth, and it is what it is, or vice versa. So my daughter won't play sports for that reason. No team sports like basketball, softball, volleyball. I might even go there. Like I said, it's just, you know, nah, can't do it.
You telling on yourself now?
Not telling them what?
You sound a little homophobic.
I'm not homophobic at all.
Okay.
I'm not at all. I'm just talking about with my daughter.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Who happens to be mine.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? She comes to me like, Daddy, I want to play basketball. I'm talking out of like, you don't want to play basketball.
Just like you talked out of wanting to wear chokers, but
oh, speaking of which, yes, chokers are a problem.
They are not a problem.
They are a problem. They are. Trust me, they're a problem.
So you saying it is a problem for
an 11-year-old girl to wear a choker? Yes.
When it's a trendy thing for the tweens these days.
That's trendy things don't always equate to what's
good for
you.
It's not saying like it's something where she's showing off her body or something. It's her neck. It's not like she's wearing a low cut blouse. It's not like she's wearing makeup. It's not like she's wearing a mini skirt. She's wearing a freaking choker.
Yeah, I don't like the image that it's portraying.
So it makes her look grown up. It makes her look
that grown what? Up. It's, like, it's just maybe I'm not ready for my baby girl to grow up.
I think that's what it is.
I want her to stay
forever young. She's not going to be 11 forever.
I know.
So you got to let that go.
And so it's certain things I want her to enjoy her childhood and not try to grow up. She is. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
She does things that kids her age do.
I know. And I want her to continue to do those things. But let's, you're going to be grown longer than you're going to be a kid.
You're right.
And so that's just how that do works. Kid stuff till you're not a kid no more.
Okay.
And even do kid stuff when you're adult. But you got to kind of go like 60-40, 70-30. Or if you're the doc, 99-1.
Yeah, because I ain't nothing about me no kids.
So. Nothing.
So serious. So serious all the time. But, you know, that's the life.
Yeah, that's the life. Moving along. NBA All-Star Weekend this week. Just went by, this week, past weekend, just went by. And
you enjoyed it, didn't you?
I threw up at the screen a couple times because, I mean, that was the first NBA game I watched this year. And I wish I didn't watch it because it was disgusting.
What was so disgusting about it?
No defense. Just too much. Like, it was too much displaying of the offense. And it was like people taking shots from half court. It was just, they was having fun. And that's good for the players.
That's
for,
right?
It might even be good for the fans. But this fan right here did not enjoy that at all. I turned it off. I mean, after they scored 100 combined points in the first quarter, I said, yeah, I made it about halftime and I just stopped watching. Halftime score was like 97-94. And I was just like, not going to do this. No way possible.
Well, congrats to the West, even though I'm an East Coast girl, Georgia girl. So, but yeah. they won the game. So
yeah, we knew the West was going to win. They covered. 6 points was the spread. They covered. Shout out to Chuck the Gambler, who's losing his ass this year in basketball. So he says he's going to stop, but he doesn't stop. But yeah, so then we had the dunk competition where we thought Aaron Gordon was going to, you know, pick up where he left off last year, and he didn't. It was garbage. He was eliminated in the first round. Then you had Glenn Robinson Jr. won. He had a pretty good dunk that won it. The guy from the Suns, I think his name was something, Jones Jr., he had a sick dunk outside the backboard, but he just couldn't make a dunk in the finals. So Glenn Robinson won off of combined score, points, whatever. Aaron Gordon tried to drop a ball from a drone and dunk it. He was doing too fucking much. Like, I mean, like, he's dropping balls from drones now. Like, come on, man. But anyway, who won the three-point contest? Eric Gordon won the three-point contest. Former Pelicans shooting at home. And let's talk about this. New Orleans just hosted the All-Star game like 3 years ago. I mean, I know this game was, they took it back to New Orleans because it was supposed to be in Charlotte this year, but because of the HB2 law where, you know, it says that you got to go to the bathroom from the sex that you were born. North Carolina has lost a whole bunch of fucking events, except for the CIAA, which is coming up this weekend, the Black Folks All-Star Weekend. Are you going?
No, I'll be right here.
Yeah, me neither. I had plans on going, but, you know, thanks to that third Migo offset, you know, I ain't going.
You ain't doing a lot of stuff.
Okay? I ain't doing a lot of things. Look, hey, look.
J. Cole
concert, not going. I was going to buy a new TV, not going. Look, got a new entertainment system with no TV on it. I'm about to take this shit outside and break the fuck out that shit.
Please don't.
Don't.
That's childish.
That's childish.
Mm-hmm. I can make you feel better. You forget about that check when I finish with you tonight.
Hey, you got a lot of.
I got the skills, baby.
Hey, well, anyway.
I pull out a new trick. What you say we're doing, role play?
Well, you role play like a banker and I'm coming to withdraw. How about that?
Making dreams.
Talking about no monopoly.
Making dreams come true over here, you know.
Speaking of fighting, Chris Brown, the Soulja Boy fight is apparently off. Soulja Boy said that Chris Brown didn't want to fight him. He's scared of him. Chris Brown was just like, he has no interest in fighting Soulja Boy.
Chris Brown like whooping on women. That's what that is.
That's neither here nor there.
Yeah, so he ain't man enough to fight no man. So that's what the problem is.
Chris Brown's about to beat the shit out of Soulja Boy.
Well, he needed to go on and do it.
Why? But what,
go
what,
on ahead and do it. And what would be the point in that?
His career was going to be, like, look, his career might have been in danger.
His career might have been in danger. Now he around here harassing that gal.
What girl?
Carucci.
Man, that's a lie. See, now she lying.
Whatever. Carucci's lying. Chris Brown got problems.
Carucci's little 15 minutes is coming to a close. So what she got to do? Oh, Chris Brown used to beat on me. Bam, now she back. She's a front page story again. See what I'm saying? Chris Brown ain't hit that girl, man. He learned his lesson the first time.
He beat on her. He got a problem. I mean, I like his music, but he does have issues. Mm-hmm. Most of the best ones are, like R. Kelly, he is crazy as hell. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not over it yet. That happened, what, 4 years ago? 3 years ago?
It happened a while back.
4 years ago.
You talking about him peeing on a girl?
No, I'm talking about the nigga not wanting me to take a picture of him in the doggone pizza place and acting like he larger than life. Like, come on, R. Kelly.
Who was you with?
I was with Tracy.
Oh, okay. So, y'all do understand y'all might have been above his age range. That's why
it don't matter. We didn't try to take a picture with him. We were just going to take a picture of the nigga sitting down. We didn't want no personal time. All we wanted to do was snatch a picture. Then his little midget mac bodyguard come walking over there.
Oh, you telling me R. Kelly got a midget security guard?
The nigga was shorter than me. Mm. I'm 5'5". So, if you a man and you about 4'11", because 4'12 would be 5 feet.
5 feet.
Then yeah, Bruce County. you was a midget.
Wow.
So I mean, he had the big head and the big arm. So I was like, I don't really want to fool with him. I don't know if he got a gun back there or not, but
he just would have graduated.
He was looking kind of crazy. So I let it ride. Mm. So no, R. Kelly, you can't get none of my motherfucking money. Mm. I'm over whatever you had going on. I got a couple of your CDs and things, but hey, yeah, you was in my city just a couple of weeks ago. And you won't have to worry about getting no dollars that I have worked for. Mm. Just so you know, for the record.
Damn.
Fuck R. Kelly.
Fuck R. Kelly. Fuck the government. Fuck Uncle Sam. Fuck Sally Mae. Fuck direct loans. Fuck all the motherfuckers. Department of Education. Hey, kids. Public service announcement. Don't go to college unless it's free.
Go to college.
Don't go
just
to college.
Just pay the people their damn student loan money.
Don't go unless it's free. If you don't have a full ride, don't fucking go. speaking of things that don't go, we got a caretaker that's in trouble for entertaining one of her 100-year-old clients. Now, in the video that they showed, the girl was just like dancing.
The heifer nasty.
She didn't do nothing. She didn't touch him.
If your granddaddy laid up in the bed or sitting in his chair in the nursing home, he got dementia, and some nasty heifer is taking her clothes down because she mooned him. Mm-hmm. She also was jiggling and gyrating. She did once touch him because she was grinding on his leg. Mm-hmm. That's disgusting. Like,
I have no problem with it at all.
If he wanted it, that's one thing. But well, who the hell was taping it? Who was taping it?
Somebody used to work there. That was a sting that put that shit there and recorded because she knew what was going on. Because she wasn't even working there at the time. The one that did the filming. You know what I'm saying? The old man, like you said, he probably was having the time of his life.
He was not having the time of his life. If he was having the time of his life,
he forgot about it.
Instantly, apparently. But my thing is, how nasty can you be? That lady probably 30-something years old. Why is it even something that crosses your mind to give a 100-year-old man a lap dance? You could have checked his ass out if he really was having a good time. He might have had a doggone heart attack or something fooling around with that girl.
I mean, like I said, I wouldn't be upset.
I feel like it is disgusting.
So you're telling
me taking it the same way she could be in there fondling him. She could have done something to that man.
But from what we saw, she didn't. I mean,
she did enough that it was not appropriate. It was harassment. Because if those people had, whoever his family was, put him in there so that he can be taken care of, not for him to have been
abused. She was taking care of him.
She was taking care of him, all right. But what I'm saying is, if that's not the intent of the family, that's not what they wanted, and that's not what that man wanted, then it's not okay for you to abuse your power for that type of pleasure. She was having fun goofing off. I get it.
Yeah.
But when you pull down your pants and you're mooning a man, you're grinding on his leg, that was a little bit too much because I don't see nothing sexy about no 100-year-old man.
I mean, maybe she was just trying to like, yo, this man gonna die soon. I'm, you know.
You gonna give him a
he
whirl.
He need to see some tits and ass before he die.
He don't. He been here for 100 years. I promise you.
He probably ain't seen nothing in 30 hair. Years.
Maybe, maybe not.
Yeah, but that, I mean, I couldn't even be mad at her.
I can be, because that's nasty.
I mean,
and she looked like the kind that'll do it, too.
I can see if, like, you know, this was, like, he was unconscious and she was having sex with him or something. You know, that's a problem. That's right. What she was doing, just having a good time.
But she got some damn counts for having a good time, because they said more to come.
Yeah, so it's a whole lot of women out there that like older men. Like Anna Nicole
Well,
Smith.
I like old men, but I don't like them that old.
Nah, she married some 79, 81-year-old
yeah,
man.
Yeah, but she did, too, Anna.
Yeah, she did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the man did too, I believe.
He is.
Yeah. Because she became a billionaire after that or something.
Uh-huh. And his family was having fits and yep. All kind of craziness.
And she ended up, yeah, so, you know, shout out to the caregiver.
No shout out to her. The heifer is nasty.
Be a little more careful next time. Look for that red light that's recording in the room. I mean,
she obviously is a rookie.
Big time, because you,
and you're pulling your pants down at your job, you supposed to be looking for the cameras. You supposed to be covering up everything.
I mean, you at least should have made it worth your while. You ain't,
Mr.
You
know, Johnny ain't cut no check.
None.
Now your ass is finna be broke as hell because you got to be...
With charges. You probably got a retro sex offender.
Yep, done. She does.
That's sad.
And you ain't even do nothing.
I bet you, look, man, I hope somebody in that man family come up and say, yo, don't press charges on this woman, man. She was just trying to ensure my daddy or granddaddy lived the rest of his days happily.
He had a smile on his face, I'm sure. But that was quite nasty because I got a 98-year-old granddaddy and I stab a hoe for taking their clothes off, shaking up in front of him. I'm sorry. She got to go.
Why?
In the name of my grandma, my namesake, I will fuck her up.
But what if, like, what if Raw laughs? Like, he's like, girl, go with that.
Mm-mm, he don't want that.
Hey, I guess they say when you get old, your libido just go away.
But that even if
that can't be true with all the raising STD rates in the retirement homes.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're screwing now.
Yeah.
So they ain't missing nothing. So if he wanted it, that's one thing. But if the man ain't wanted, then, I mean, and if he can't speak to state that, then they can make whatever claims against her they want to because it's nothing that can be done to undo it. It's not like he can say, oh yeah, I invited her over or whatever.
Wow.
So that was nasty though. I think so.
Wow. Oh man. So shout out to the caregiver. Another shout out, well, this is not really a shout out. This is just something I was wondering. The Catch Me Outside girl. Her name is like Danielle Bregoli or some whatever her name
she
is.
She's a little rat.
Yeah, she's 13 years old, for one thing. And now she's got 5 million followers on Instagram. She's doing club appearances. She's doing all this great stuff. Not great, but, you know, charging people for promotion. She in Kodak Black videos. She just returned to Uncle Dr. Phil's show and told her, you know, thank him for the ratings or whatever she said. And, the funny thing about her is we, and I say we, because we black people and just people in general, we are rewarding her stupidity. Her dumb behavior, her ratchet behavior, yeah, we are rewarding it by giving her money and stuff and making her famous for being ignorant and, like, imitating black people poorly because all black people don't act like this. I mean, the way she acts, I mean, she acts ridiculous. You've seen it before, right?
Yeah.
Always fighting, yelling, going crazy, like, and but on the other hand, we have Peaches Monroe, who made up the term, my eyebrows on fleek, the fuck? They use on fleek everywhere. She ain't made a dime off that. But, I mean, what is that Peach's fault because she didn't trademark? Well, she people was trying to tell her to trademark her stuff, but she was thinking that, you know, the train was just going to roll in and people was going to respect that she was the one that came up with it. But that ain't how it works, baby girl. You got to go out there and trademark your shit. So every time somebody say on fleek, you get a check. And then your bank account will be on fleek. But right now, we done forgot about you. You know what I'm saying? It's everybody, Catch Me Outside. How about that? How about that? Like, she everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
T-shirts
and all.
T-shirts. I mean, TV, TMZ, radio. Like, it was so funny. I seen her people, like, hit up Charlamagne. Was like, yo, she going to be in New York this day to this day. You want to interview her? Charlamagne said, absolutely not. Like, I mean, props to Charlamagne. Don't be one of them people. I mean, you don't need the ratings. I mean, I wouldn't even have on the forecast. We don't need the ratings either because we got millions.
And millions.
Of people to listen to this show. So, hey. So, yeah, Catch Me Outside, girl. Go to fucking school. Get a fucking life because you on pace to be pregnant by you 15. And that's not a good look.
Really? That's tacky.
It's not tacky. It's the truth. It's the truth. The way she acts, she will be pregnant by 15. You can't hang around rappers like Kodak Black and expect them not to. Come on, man. Mm-mm. Somebody mess around with that little girl.
Yeah, they probably are.
Where's her father? That's what I want to know.
Don't go for the people's family.
Why not? Her mother's sitting right there with her being her biggest cheerleader.
Because some people be wanting that money. That's when you know you ratchet.
Yeah.
They don't care how that term make it. I mean, if you just saying something, doing something, I can get a check off of this. Mom gonna spend more of the money than she is.
So you would let your daughter go out there act like that?
Hell no. Oh, okay. I got a plan. Okay. So I don't need my children to make no money for me.
I got you. Well, that's what's up.
I mean, I want them to have a, you know, good life. If they doing something positive, yeah, they can do something, you know, making some money, but not no ghetto trash like that.
Yeah. White ghetto trash. That.
Yeah. And she looks the part though.
Yeah. So yeah. got two other stories on here we want to talk about. Hashtag Hurt Bay and hashtag Stranded Bay. We're going to go with Hurt Bay first because Hurt Bay, everybody, you should know about the story. This is the girl and the guy that was on the Broken show, and they you confront your ex and ask them why y'all broke up, and Hurt Bay asked her boyfriend what happened, and he was like, he cheated, and she just couldn't. I mean, it was the weirdest thing. The
lame.
Yeah, I wasted 7 minutes of my life I could never get back. I think I watched it twice because I had to watch it with the queen, so I wasted 14 because minutes of my life.
I don't pay attention to this type of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you know, who does? I mean, Hurt Bay is stupid. I mean, you confront your ex and
she's
ask her.
She's not stupid.
The whole situation is stupid.
Now, like, the scene was very dry. Dry. It was blah.
She crying like, well, what did you do? How many girls did you
cheat? I did everything. I didn't keep count. What the freak? Like,
why do you care? If you cheated once, cheat 1,000. What's the difference? I mean, is it easy to get over? Like, if I say, oh, I only cheated once.
I mean, it depends on the nature of the relationship and a lot of other
but
things.
She but seemed you know. Like, from what she was saying, like, one time I came to his room and he told me to leave because he had other girls
I
in
would
there.
Never have been back with you. Like, you can never tell me to leave and I see that you freaking, you screwing other people. Like, who is finna find out the rest of the story? I don't want to know the bitch name. Mm-hmm. I don't want to know why you was with her. I don't want to know how many times y'all been together if you think she prettier than me. It doesn't matter. You can't turn me away and think I'm ever coming back. Once mm-hmm. you see the back of my body, we ain't doing this no more.
I
like that
my
ain't
room
make
and
no
cried.
Sense. The whole night. The whole night.
The whole night.
Yeah. Nigga, please. Yeah. I wouldn't have been crying. Okay. My feelings would have been hurting. I ain't gonna lie. But you wouldn't have had me all like that. I mean, then plus they just dating. Like, you ain't married to this person.
Public service announcement. Don't get serious. Don't. If you in high school or college and you with somebody right now, shit ain't gonna work.
Don't say that.
I'm telling you, it's not going to work.
Some people it does.
Some people.
The odds are really low.
The odds are really low. So why would you want to fight the odds? You know what I mean?
I mean, if it's meant to be, it'll be. But, I mean, you ain't no need to get your hopes up high and you expecting a nigga that you're dealing with in college. I ain't even the same person I was in undergrad. So, I mean, you change, people change. It's just what it is.
Exactly.
So, you know, have fun. Live your life. Enjoy whatever. Find yourself. So when you do meet that person that you want to spend the rest of your life with, you know what you got going on.
Exactly. So people, quit selling yourself, like thinking that you're 14 years old, you got a boyfriend / girlfriend, whatever. You're not going to marry this person. This is not the 60s and 50s where you marry your first love. That shit don't fucking happen. Stop it.
It doesn't happen anymore?
It don't happen anymore. I'm going to say anymore because no way possible. Unless you live in a bubble in Utah somewhere where
you ain't getting nowhere. Yeah, you're not sure going to be with them.
Exactly. You know, if you're 16 and you got a... Yeah, nah, man. Let's not do that. Stranded Bay. A little better story.
not really. This is devastating.
Well, okay. Stranded Bay is a girl from Houston, Texas. She met a dude in the military. He lives in D.C., they met on Twitter or whatever, slid in the inbox. They got to know each other. Next thing you know, they're going together for like 2-3 months. And he flies her out to D.C. for Valentine's Day. And she goes to D.C. with no money in her pocket. Remember that.
Loser move.
Yep. She get to D.C. with a little new bae. He got a shirt with a picture on. And he talk about how he love her and all that stuff. And you know, it's time for her to go home because he had to work Sunday, so she had to leave. She was supposed to leave on Monday.
Air quotes.
Yeah, air quotes. So he takes her to the airport, and she misses her flight on purpose. And then she misses.
She does?
Yeah.
Then she said she didn't know what time the thing left, but I think that's very childish.
Yeah, you can't miss all the flights out. So she missed all the flights. So she calling him because she been in the airport for 7 hours, and she hungry. You know, remember, she ain't got no money. He's out partying with his fellas, got a new chick, taking pictures with the new girl, and she is stranded. She finds a ride back to his apartment, start beating on the door, tell him to come out, but he ain't coming out. His friends was like, that we all together. She calling the friends to see where he at. They acting like they ain't seen him, but they all partying together. She sees him on Snapchat, living it up, and she gets upset. That's when she returns back to the house. Starts beating on the door. She almost broke a door down. Whatever, whatever. Moral story is this. Be careful who inbox you slide in. Because you never know. So.
How about don't travel broke?
Don't travel
what
broke.
What the hell? Anything could have happened to you. Like.
Oh, it gets better. The reason why she missed the flight, because she got evicted from her apartment in Houston. So she was just like, yo.
Freestyling.
Yeah, I can't. What? I'm going back home to what? You know, I'm evicted. You know what I'm saying? And so then next thing you know, like 3-4 random stories come up about her, about different times. Like she's a broke ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? She's known for freeloading on niggas. Her homegirl said they went to the mall one time. She was talking about how she was going to tear the True Religion store up. They get to the mall and she buys nothing. Then they start eating. She's like, oh, I left my wallet at home or whatever like that. So somebody let her, you know, she's known for leaving her wallet. That's her go-to. And so they bought her something to eat this time. Another person talked about how, you know, he picked up and she never have money. So she just needs to just hurry up and graduate. Don't have too many school loans because, you know, you won't get an income tax check. Because, you know, put it this way, school loans follow you forever. All right? That ain't nothing that's 7 years or nothing like that. Forever. Okay? So, stranded, babe, get your shit together. Get some money in your pocket so you won't be stranded no more. Because that shit is embarrassing. Because Twitter is not, it ain't like it used to be. Like, you used to be embarrassed in your own neighborhood. Maybe in your own city. Now, you embarrassed in front of the fucking world. You got niggas that don't even know you talk about your situation. And that shit's sad.
Yeah. She's just quite ridiculous. And I hope she grew up because that was real stupid. Like, who? I mean, like, you talking about you leaving Texas to go to D.C. and you don't have
a dollar.
That's ridiculous. That's stupid.
Yeah.
Because this man could have done anything to you.
Anything.
And you needed to have some dollars to get away from his crazy behind. And you ain't got nothing to do.
Nothing.
You can't go nowhere. So, yeah, she might want to do better. I mean, don't leave your city. Don't leave nowhere. You ain't got a business leaving your house if you ain't got no money to get to wherever the hell you going.
Exactly. Nigga gonna see me on the side of the road. Man, you got a few dollars so I can get some gas. Excuse me, why are you in a car if you don't have no money for gas?
Yeah.
And this is not your car. Who let you borrow it? Why are you even borrowing somebody's car that's low on gas and you ain't got no fucking money? Like, where did you think you was going?
Nowhere.
So, yeah. So, Stranded Bay, it's no time to point fingers. Like, he was wrong for saying he loved you and all that, flying you out, all that. Like, you know. But you was wrong for not having at least $20. I mean, something.
You had to have more than that. Because if you say that you done got evicted, that means you didn't pay your rent for a couple of months.
Yep.
If you didn't pay your rent for a couple of months and your friends say you always freeloading to them, what the hell are you spending your money on?
Do you have any money? Like, what's going on?
Your income, if you don't have no income, a student loan check, whatever you got going on. She
burned up in a True Religion store.
Apparently not if she didn't buy anything. So if the helper don't never buy anything, she has no record of having anything. If she gets any money coming in, I just feel like you should have something in your pocket. You can't do that major travel and not have no money. But maybe she learned, I guess.
With all these ways for women to make money.
Don't do that. Don't you do that.
Like, they got Cam Soda. You could have catfished some old man, anything. GoFundMe, anything. Crowdsourcing, something.
You know a little bit too much about that, sir.
I mean, I'm on the internet every day.
I mean, I know a little about it. I'm just trying to figure this thing out.
Plus, friends would be easy. He tells me all this stuff.
Oh, okay.
You got to forget, I'm team washed. I've been out of the game for a long time.
Hey, that's what you say, but I mean, you sound real current to me.
I mean, like I said, man.
16 years.
I know people.
I done gave you the best 16 years of my life, man. Yeah, don't blow it.
I'm not. Trust me. So, learned a little lesson today. Let's see what else we got. Yeah, that. Keep it 100 this week, man. You got to know when you're dealing with crazy. Now, I say this because we were supposed to have a guest on the show a couple weeks ago, and that shit fell through because we didn't do enough promotion for this guest that never appeared on our show. That's what the guest felt like. We should have promoted it more, and we had a miscommunication. They didn't know a podcast was going to be recorded. They thought it was going to be a live show, but I thought podcast mean record. But anything with a podcast, I can record the show today. Like, me and Queen right here doing, we don't have to put a show out till 2 months from now. We can promote the fuck out of this shit, like, yo, greatest show ever, blah, 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 2 months from now. But, you know, and then when you're dealing with crazy, you got to understand that I was sitting going back and forth with this person about what didn't happen, about what could have happened, but in the result, we didn't have a show to promote. I mean, we had stuff made up for it. We was going to promote the show, but I guess that one tweet we had wasn't enough for them. So you won't be seeing that person on the show at all. That ship has sailed. Not interested in talking to that person at all. I'm not gonna say their name because I don't want no shit behind it. I mean, you know me. It's not worth it. So sorry about that. I'm sure there's other people out there in that field that we could talk to, and or somebody, a better guest. I mean, somebody really, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. When you're dealing with crazy, know you're dealing with crazy. Don't stoop to that level because you will lose. It's crazy people all over the world. You might be kin to some crazy people.
You kin to some crazy people.
I know this. That's why I don't deal with them. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I say what I'm going to say and I leave it alone. I mean, I delete you. I delete your comment. I do all that stuff. But that don't delete the craziness. You know what I'm saying? I even married a crazy woman.
You related to crazy people. That's in your DNA.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's not in my DNA.
My bad.
It's not in my DNA.
To all my in-laws, I really do love y'all. Yeah.
But I'm not, you know. That's another story for another day. Oh, man. Wow, this show went by fast.
It went by fast when you're having fun, baby.
It did, man. You want to watch some Prison Break tonight or you ain't got time for that?
I got at least one show in me.
One show in me. That's great. Hold on. We got a call from Be Easy. Be Easy, what's going on? I am, but what's good, though, man? No, hang up. It's the end of the show. It's the end.
Stop being lame.
Exactly.
What'd she say?
She said, stop being lame, man.
Yeah, they ain't trying to be lame, man. I'll return the phone call.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, I already told the people, you know, don't go to college. You know what I'm saying? Unless it's free. You know what I'm saying? I see why Timothy McVeigh did what he did and Brian Nichols did. Look, Beez, you understand.
He going way too deep.
I was like 5 minutes from becoming Brian Nichols today, my nigga.
I don't know why.
Because, man.
It ain't like you got evicted today. It ain't like your lights got turned off. It ain't like though, nothing was dependent on
the
it.
Lights in my
your life wasn't dependent
had,
on
look,
it.
Look, easy. I had, man. You understand. It was going to be a good weekend around this house. Man, I was going to buy my baby a bag. I was gonna get a bag. We was gonna go get mani pedis, all that good stuff.
Listen. When it happened to me, the only reason I didn't go crazy or cry whatever because I don't spend money I don't have. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't spend it. I never planned on getting it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I plan on spending is my check. Other than that, I think all this shit gonna fall off of me.
Nigga, that's why you don't understand. I was just like, man, because you know, bad shit always happen to you, boy. So I was just like, man, today was the day, and I was just like, man, then, you know, I was holding out hope, like maybe it's a West Coast bank, maybe it is, maybe that.
No.
Yeah, nigga.
Never.
Nigga. I was just like, yo.
He was trying.
I was trying to be, you know what I'm saying, what's the word? Pessimistic? Optimistic?
Optimistic, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pessimistic.
You're but see, that's the thing. When you put that in the atmosphere, you bring back what you put out. When you exchange that energy, that's what you get. So if you, in your heart, have these negative vibes, and you get negative things coming back to you all the time, it's you. You are the root of your own problem. So you gotta have a different viewpoint on things. I get mad, I vent, I get over it, but you can't hold on to that stuff like that every time. Something always bad happening to me. No, hell, you want bad stuff happening to you. You put it in the atmosphere.
So look, then, so I'm on the phone with the people today trying to get some clarity what's going on and how we can move forward. These motherfuckers got an address on file that I don't even fucking live at, my nigga.
Never lived at.
So I'm like,
hey, let me say this, though. I'm going to tell you what they never in the history have done. If they take money, they never getting it back. So I really don't want to talk to you no more. Like, if people take money from me, I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah,
you did what you did.
Exactly.
You get it back.
Yeah.
So, ain't no reason to talk about it.
I mean, I was just like, I'm talking to the people today, like, so you don't think none of this is y'all fault? Like, y'all niggas talking about some, oh, we haven't heard from you since 2015. I wonder why, motherfucker. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, then, like, this little address y'all got on file now, this not even fucking, like, I don't live there. Like, nobody lives.
But Jerry, let's say my life bill is $300, right?
Yeah.
If I actually pay $145, I said, damn, I mean to pay $80, they're going to say, well, guess what?
Yeah. we can apply it to your next month, you know what I'm saying?
We ain't going
to
send it back.
Yeah, and they're like, no, we give you a credit. Yeah, man.
I don't know, man. I mean, I bet mama got some money. Ain't that a bitch?
Hey, man.
Don't do that.
I ain't calling her her a bitch. I said, ain't that a bitch?
Man. Yeah, I heard it, but still. Yeah,
man. Look, it's a lot of people out here.
Wait a minute. What did I do wrong by that?
No, I'm saying your baby mama deserved to get the check, so don't say it like she ain't supposed to get the money. Shit. The girl got too many turns from me for her not to get a check.
Oh, God.
He said she get a check every week from
him. Yeah, I don't care. Checks on checks on checks. I'm good with that. Get that money, girl.
Listen, I respect that you just support women no matter what, but God dang, Bridget.
Man, please. That girl deserved that check. She with them churn right now. She need a drink.
Nigga, I didn't. Okay. I'm not gonna.
Yeah, don't say nothing. Don't say nothing.
Jerry, she's egging me on. egging me on. Anyway, look, it don't matter.
Oh, easy.
Listen. We broke niggas before.
Yeah.
We broke niggas now.
Yeah, man, that shit was hurting though, man. Look, you don't understand, my nigga. I got a new entertainment system just yesterday in hopes of, like, you know what? I'm getting a new TV to go on this month.
What? You bought it already?
No, somebody gave it to me, man.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
It's new to me. Okay. It still look good.
Hey, I before all this stuff happened, I said, you know what, man, maybe I get enough money, you know, if I get a check, you know, I'll go ahead and buy me another TV, right?
Yeah.
So, the same day, the next day, my mother called me, she's like, guess what? This lady just gave me a 45-inch TV. I was like, what the hell?
Damn.
And I was like, it must be, oh, she said, no, she'll have 2 months. What the, that's my TV. It's my TV. And she's like, no, it's my TV. I was like, yeah, you're right, it's your TV, mom. So,
I'm
having blessings going to somebody.
Yeah.
You know,
but y'all gonna start the change. March 1st is next week, so starting March 1st, y'all need to try to put out some more positive energy, and maybe something good will come back to you.
You know what?
Okay, but hold on. But yeah, okay.
Queen Germ, you say.
Hold on. I'm sorry, Queen Germ. With all due respect, he was right when you said you are the smartest person ever been on the Frocast. I agree with that. What you said is bullshit.
It's not because you don't want to say God. So I'm telling you, you got to believe in something. Believe in yourself and believe that if you put it out there in the universe, it will come back to you. If you keep saying that nothing is coming, nothing will come. So you got to change it. What's the worst thing that can happen? You done said you ain't got shit. So the worst thing that can happen is be positive and something good may possibly happen. What about it?
I'm not saying I ain't got shit. I'm just saying facts. I don't have shit. That's fine. I'm okay with that. But I'm just saying, I just don't believe.
That's it right there. That you, the end. Mm. You don't believe.
Okay.
Got a question.
I'm feeling the math don't check out. Donald Trump is president. It don't check out.
Exactly.
He believed in himself.
He did.
Yeah, but he put out bad vibes every day.
He put out bad vibes on people. He didn't put out bad vibes on himself. Y'all saying that nothing good ever happens to me. That statement in itself is just, you know, you laying on the sword.
Hey, man, got a question for you, Beezy, man. All right. So if your spouse, SO, whatever you call it, girlfriend, whatever, I don't know what you want to call them, gave you a hall pass, who are you cheating with? A coworker, an ex, Plenty of Fish, Tinder, whatever, you know, whatever social media site you use, a sex worker, role play with that SO, or you ain't taking the bait at all?
I'm taking the bait.
You are taking the bait?
Taking the bait. I'm calling the bluff. It goes X, sex worker, Plenty of Fish.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, hold on. X, sex worker, co-worker, Plenty of Fish.
Okay. So sex, like I was saying, like, you know, sex.
If I had the money now, I'd listen. Hold on. But yeah, you ain't know this. No disrespect to women. But if I was rich, I would just buy pussy every. I wouldn't date them. I'd just buy pussy.
Is that right?
Yeah, I don't got time for that.
I'm glad I ain't never put you on none of my friends.
We tried, but you know what happened?
They saw it from the mile.
No, he Be Easy sabotaged that one from the gate. He was like, "Yes, my name's Be Easy, and I don't believe in God."
No.
She's a preacher's daughter. Man.
Yeah. I was pulling up a 40 back then. Like, I just want to know.
But she was like,
I possibly get through with this whole. Like, if she would have been with it, that would have been a quick dash and dive. You know, dive and dash, but it wasn't. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, she was a pastor's daughter, and the first thing you let her know about you was that you didn't believe in God. Like, you didn't think that she wanted to have sex with the devil?
That's your fault.
That's not my fault.
I initiate Kyle. Like, he said he like girls with big eyes and big noses and big lips or whatever, like very ethnic features. And I was just like, natural hair. Like, I was like, this is everything be easy wanted right here. Like, you know what I'm saying? And
that girl would have changed your life.
No, she wouldn't. Yes, no, I would say I would have messed up her life. She would have had one of my kids probably.
Well, she ain't got no kids and she ain't married still.
Well, I mean, it seems like I
don't say nothing. Don't say nothing else. Don't say nothing else. Good night.
And she was like, well, I still got a shot. Seems
like that she might be the problem.
Don't say that, because I knew that's what you was going
to. Yeah, man. But yeah, man.
God bless her.
God bless you, too.
Hey, tell us you think Angela called Nat Bat for a number. I believe in God. I believe in God now.
You do?
Yeah, tell us called Nat Bat for a number. I believe
in
God.
You sick.
What? I believe in God.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you have that. I ain't even going to say nothing else to that. Jeremy said keep it 100. You got to know when you're dealing with crazy. So I'm going to let you loan right there.
Anyway, I'm sure it was a good show. I got to go back to work. God bless everybody.
All right, man.
God bless you, too.
Be easy, everybody. Co-host of the second best podcast on Nat Biafra Network. That would be the Fro Horseman, which I'm not a part of, which Saul Wright used to be part of, but they got rid of him because, you know, he started hanging with me. And he upgraded himself to the best show. Well, Saul Wright always been on the Frocast, but he used to be on both shows. But then he realized, like, yo, why am I wasting time doing this second show when the best show is the Frocast and I need to put all my energy over there? So, yeah. So that would be easy, everybody. Winners and losers this week. Queen Jeremy, you got some winners?
I have a winner. Well, I can say encompassing all of the people that go along in that category. Miss Katherine Johnson, who is 98 years old. We have something in common. She was a mathematician. She was a mathematician. She's still living, thank God. Too bad that it took them 98 years of her living to realize that they should have made a movie. But it's all for the movie... what's the title of the movie with the black women that everybody's talking about?
Hidden Fences?
Hidden Figures.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She knew it. I knew it.
Thank you. And so, but I love math. That's, you know, one of my strong suits.
It's
impressed. Yeah, it is.
Oh, you said one of your strong suits. Okay.
Whatever you getting at. But yeah, so she's definitely a winner in my book. Shout out to all the women in math and science fields, STEM disciplines. What about you? Do I need to get my loser too?
Yes, please get your loser.
Stranded Bay.
Stranded Bay's your loser.
Stranded Bay is my loser.
Should take the time to mentor this young lady.
No, I don't think so. The heifer need help, and I ain't no psychiatrist, psychologist, none of them things. I love people, but yeah, she's on some other type of stuff when you can pack a bag and leave your city and go somewhere altogether different with a nigga you don't even know and don't have no money or no means to get back home. And don't have no home to go back to, whatever the issue was. That's a straight up loser. So, in my opinion.
Okay. My winner this week, Magic Johnson. Why is Magic Johnson my winner? Magic Johnson was just named the president of operations of the Los Angeles Lakers. You know, everything Magic touch turns to gold. Magic made a deal with the Illuminati back a long time ago.
Really?
To be the face of the AIDS virus and HIV and all that stuff. And they told Magic, look, we just need you to act like you got AIDS and we'll take care of the rest. So Magic went along with it. He acted like he had HIV and he's the most healthiest HIV man in the history of HIV. He's never even graduated to AIDS, and there's rumors going around that Magic is cured. I mean, his wife don't have it. His kids don't have it. Kids he had after he got AIDS. And Magic got Starbucks, movie theaters. He owns part of the Dodgers. Like, Magic is that nigga when it comes to business. And all it did, he had to make a deal with the Illuminati. And so now he's in charge of Lakers, and hopefully he's going to bring them back to the top, because L.A. basketball is a joke right now. Whenever the Clippers run in the city, you know it's a problem. So Magic, you're my winner. My loser this week is, besides myself.
Don't say that. You're not a loser.
I'm not a loser because I got you, girl.
I know. You winning, boo.
But my other loser, Sage Steele. Sage Steele, She's an ESPN anchor. She this week she you know she first of all she's mixed and she's married to a white man. She's a conservative. She's pro-Trump. She made a statement this week that all the time she's experienced racism has been from a black person, and or black people have did the most racist things to her in her life. And like I said, I can't discredit your experiences, but for you to sit there and say that, it's fucking stupid. Everybody knows you want to be a white woman so bad. You're the black woman that let white people touch their hair. Like dudes on the show, they're like, "Can I touch your hair?" She's like, "Yeah, go ahead." Everybody black knows you don't let nobody else touch your fucking hair. Like, what's the point of you touching my hair? Like, you know, if you're not black, you know what I'm saying? Like, "Ooh, girl, your hair looks soft today." You know, but white people, "Ooh, can I touch your hair?" Like,
what? I'm not no science project. Get exactly. The hell away from me.
But you let people do that to you, Sage Steele. You also got upset at the people that was protesting the immigrant rally because you had to miss your flight to Houston. And, well, there's a better way we could do this. So, Sage Steele, I hope ESPN gets rid of you. I know they can't get rid of you because of your political beliefs, but we're getting tired of you. Go to Fox where you want to be at. We don't want to see that bullshit on TV. Okay, Sage Steele? So you're my loser, Sage Steele. Shout-out time, man. You got any shout-outs?
Yes. You know how I do. I celebrate for the whole month, for my birthday month, so I do the same for my people. So since this is the last procast of February 2017, I want to give a shout-out to Baby Girl Jay, Big AJ, Karen, Claudia, and Janelle, all my birthday, my February birthday people, and anybody else I might have missed in there that might share birthdays.
Janelle's birthday people. Coming up?
Yeah, the 28th.
Oh, okay.
27th, one or the other. And my boy, Big Juan, that's my nigga. Love that boy so much. So those are my shout-outs. Are you talking about Princeton? Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was like, who's Big Juan? I mean,
Big Juan, baby. Don't feel no type of way. That ain't my sex worker or my Tinder or my ex or whatever the hell y'all got going on the show with these other people. Yeah. So them my shout outs. Okay. Baby girl Jay, one more time for her because my baby turned 11 this month.
That's what's up, man. My shout outs, man. You know, shout out to the staff. Shout out to Be Easy, GQ Blue. Shout out to Saul Wright. Happy 50th. You know what I'm saying? Since you won't be on here next week, I'm going to go ahead and put it out there. Saul Wright will be 50 next week.
Happy birthday to you.
His birthday is actually the same day as my sister. So, you know, that's pretty cool. Shout out to all the listeners, Ruler myself, Rick James, bitch. Shout out to Dr. Abrasive. Shout out to Peppy J from B-Mo. Shout out to Baby Yoda. Shout out to, got a little trapped up over here.
Lion King.
Shout out to the Lion King. Donald Glover will be playing Simba in the new Lion King. Did you know that?
I didn't know that, but okay. I'll be watching it.
Yeah, so they're coming out with a remake of the Lion King. Mm-hmm. It's the original, no bullshit. So it's going to be pretty cool. And anybody else? Papa Dash, Daughter Dash. And if I miss your name, blame the mind, not the heart. Because, you know, King Germ is always doing something he's supposed to be doing. But yeah, man. Also, man, shout out to Queen Germ for sitting in this week. Well, you're not really sitting in no more when you're a co-host, so, you know.
Well, thank you for having me.
You
got
to get your tax ID so Be Easy can start getting your checks, you know, all that good stuff. We got to see about getting you enrolled or whatever.
Yeah, whatever y'all got to do.
Yeah, that's a bet. So, man, that's another episode of Frocast, man, episode number 245. We almost at the halfway point because we said we make it to episode 500. Be Easy, we'll cut a finger off. That's what he said. So we're trying to keep these cranking up. Keep them going. I am King Germ. This is Queen Germ. On behalf of Queen Germ, I would like to tell all y'all, thank y'all for listening. You know how to reach us. You can reach us on Twitter at Nappy Afro. Instagram is at Frocast for our show. If you want to look at the Nappy Afro, Instagram is at Nappy Afro. You also, don't forget about, tell your friends to subscribe. If you got a friend with an iPhone that's not subscribed to the Frocast, grab their motherfucking phone, click on the podcast button, type in Frocast, hit subscribe, and give them their phone back, all right? If you want to leave a comment, a compliment, what's something else starting to see, or you want to complain about this show, you can call our voicemail line at 347-201-2572. And leave whatever you want to say. You can plug your project or shout out your project. That was a double entendre for you people that didn't get it. Whatever, man. You can say King John kissed my ass. You call Beezy yoga pants wearing, skinny jean wearing little boy. Whatever. Call Saul Wright, you old mad face bearded baby. You call GQ Blue, you short above the knee wearing Joker. Whatever. We'll listen. Oh, man, shout out to Dub. That review that you were supposed to do, we never got it. Let's be real, people. Stop saying y'all gonna do reviews if you ain't gonna do them, man. I mean, trust me, man. It's not gonna hurt us if you don't do it. Just don't say you're gonna do it and don't do it. All right. But yeah, that's about it, man. I'm not gonna keep y'all people too long. I got some prison break to watch tonight, and then I might have to call it a night because I'm a little depressed. But I do this for y'all, people. I do this for y'all. Anything else?
I don't have anything to say. See y'all next week.
See y'all next week. We out of here, man. Peace.
That's the end of the show. Go to nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com